Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A 22-year-old man from the outskirts of St. George, Utah, has been arrested on murder charges in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson is being held in a Utah jail without bond. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says family members say the suspect became more political over time.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate.
The governor credited Robinson's family with helping turn him in. President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there with the support of the mayor and the governor.
Memphis is
the next city.
Deeply troubled.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Trump says the mayor, Democrat Paul Young, and Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee are happy about the move.
We're going to fix that just like we did Washington.
This comes after Mayor Young issued a statement saying he'd been informed the deployment was under consideration and said he was committed to working to ensure any efforts strengthen the community and build on their progress. Audio courtesy Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Jennifer King.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the genius of the American system of government is that no one should have too much power. He spoke at a tribute honoring his one-time boss, Kenneth Starr. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 273 points. This is SRN News. Another lawsuit over transgenderism.
Three female athletes at Yoruba Valley High School in California filed suit against the state over its policy of allowing males to compete against females. Advocates for Faith and Freedom is representing the girls, and Chief Counsel Robert Tyler says, quote, "Our daughters are being denied fair play and subjected to sexual harassment, all because California insists on putting radical gender ideology ahead of common sense and safety." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Catholics are unhappy with the new Pope's decision to allow more than 1,000 LGBT activists to participate in a Holy Year pilgrimage to the Vatican this month. Several LGBT groups were involved in the pilgrimage, which was listed in the Vatican's official calendar of events for the Holy Year, a once-every-quarter-century celebration of Catholicism. Vatican organizers claim the listing didn't signal endorsement. This is SRN News. An ICE officer kills a suspect near Chicago after being dragged by a car.
The Department of Homeland Security says an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot the suspect as they tried to evade arrest in a Chicago suburb by driving his car at officers and dragging one of them. The officer was attempting to arrest a man with a history of reckless driving. The department said the man refused orders and drove his car at the officers. One officer was hit and dragged, prompting him to open fire. Both the officer and the suspect were taken to a hospital where the suspect was pronounced dead. ICE says the incident happened in Franklin Park during an ongoing enforcement operation in Chicago. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Missouri Senate has passed a bill passed by President Trump that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.